The third sorrowful mystery, Jesus is crowned with thorns. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Supervised by some soldiers, after his most brutal scourging, Jesus is eventually untied and has collapsed on the floor. Concerned that he might be dead, one of the soldiers throws water over him. In vain, Jesus presses his hands against the floor, trying to stand up. "Come on, quick! Are you weak? Here is some refreshment," says another soldier in a sneering voice. And with the shaft of his spear, he delivers a blow to Jesus' face, striking it between the right cheekbone and the nose, which begins to bleed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus opens his eyes and looks around. His eyes are clouded. He stares at the soldier who struck him, wipes the blood with his hand, and then, with much effort, he stands up. "Get dressed," he is told. "It is immodest to stay like that, you lewd man." They all stand around him, laughing. He obeys without speaking, but he alone knows how much he suffers. He stoops to the ground, and his wounds open up even more when the skin is stretched, and more wounds are formed as the blisters burst. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A soldier gives a kick to his garments and scatters them. Every time Jesus reaches them, staggering to where they lie, a soldier pushes them away or throws them in a different direction. And Jesus, suffering bitterly, goes after them without uttering a word, while the soldiers jeer at him obscenely. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He can dress himself again at last, and he can also put on the white tunic which was left in a corner and is still clean. He seems to wish to conceal his other poor red garment, which only yesterday was so beautiful. Now it is filthy with rubbish and stained with the blood sweated at Gethsemane. Furthermore, before putting on his short vest, he dries his face with it, cleaning it of the dust and spittles. The poor, holy face then looks clean, marked only by bruises and small cuts. He tidies his hair, hanging bedraggled, and then his beard, out of an inborn need to be personally tidy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He then squats in the sunshine. My Jesus is shivering. Fever begins to torture him with its cold shivers. And he feels weak because of the blood he has lost and through fasting and walking so much. They tie his hands once again. The rope begins to cut into his wrists where the torn skin has left a mark like a red bracelet. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
One of the soldiers says, "Now, what shall we do with him? I am bored." "Wait," another says, "the Jews want a king. Now we will give them one, him." And he runs outside and comes back with branches of wild hawthorn. They are still flexible because springtime keeps the branches relatively tender, whilst the long, sharp thorns are hard. With a dagger they remove the leaves and buds. They then bend the branches, forming a circle, and they place them on his poor head. But the cruel crown falls down on his neck. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
"It does not fit. Make it narrower. Take it off." They take the crown off and scratch his cheeks, risking to blind him. And they tear some of his hair in doing so. They make the crown smaller. Now it is too small, and although they press it down, driving the thorns into his head, it threatens to fall. They take it off again, tearing more of his hair. They adjust it, and it now fits. At the front, there are three thorny cords. At the back, where the ends of the three branches interweave, there is a real knot of thorns that penetrate into the nape of his neck. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
"Do you see how well you look? Natural bronze and real rubies. Look at yourself, O King," says the inventor of the torture, jeeringly. The other soldier says, "A crown is not sufficient to make a king. Purple and sceptre are required. In the stable there's a cane, and in the sewer there's a red chamois. Get them, Cornelius." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And once they have them, they put the dirty red rag on Jesus' shoulders. But before putting the cane in his hands, they beat his head with it, bowing and greeting, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they roar with laughter. Jesus does not react. He lets them sit him on the throne, which is a tub for watering horses, turned upside down. He lets them strike and scoff at him, without ever uttering a word. He only looks at them with glances of such kindness and such atrocious sorrow. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.